You're listening to Vatican Radio. The bishops of England and Wales have urged Catholics to support a week of prayer initiative being promoted by the Church of England during the week leading up to Pentecost Sunday. The Anglican Archbishops of Canterbury and York have written to every Church of England parish priest across the country, suggesting ways in which they can engage with the initiative entitled Thy Kingdom Come. The week of prayer from May 8th to 15th culminates in beacon events to be held in half a dozen cathedrals around the country over Pentecost weekend to pray for the renewal of the Holy Spirit. To find out more about the ecumenical impact of this Anglican initiative, I spoke to Father Christopher Thomas, General Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Well, the Archbishop of Canterbury and the Archbishop of York wrote to the Bishops' Conference explaining that they were having an initiative of prayer for the country, for the nation, a sort of novena before the Feast of Pentecost, when the Church remembers the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the Apostles, and how they were sent out to proclaim the gospel to the world, to hear the words of the gospel in as many languages as possible, a wonderful overturning of the Tower of Babel story in the Old Testament. And the Church of England is specifically asking the whole of their community in England to pray for that outpouring of the same Spirit on the Church so that we can go out to all nations and proclaim the good news of Jesus. And we wanted to lend our support to this. And in many ways, we are hoping that it will develop as an ecumenical project, as a sort of second pole to the work that's done in Christian Unity Week in January each year. So if you could think of it as Christian Unity Week being a reflection of the unity of the Church ad intra, within ourselves and within each of the denominations, whereas this is a combined work ad extra out into the world of today.
So in what way would you suggest Catholics support this initiative in the week running up to Pentecost?
Well, in the first instance, to pray for the proclamation of the gospel in the world in which we live. Society can be very sceptical about religion today, but we know that the truth of the gospel brings life, and it is a message that is unchanged over 2,000 years. It adapts with the signs of the times, and that's one of the most important things of the Second Vatican Council, was that the Church constantly has to read the world in order to make its message applicable in the day in which it finds itself. So the first thing, though, is the call to prayer, to pray for the Holy Spirit's descent into the Church and all of the communities in England and Wales so that we can promote that initiative. So we are confident about what we believe, confident that our Church and our faith is not a set of rules, but it's about a person, the person of Jesus Christ. And in knowing Christ, we come to a knowledge of life and what he comes to bring.
The Church of England parishes and communities around the country are going to be holding these 24/7 prayer sessions, aren't they? Mm. Are you suggesting that Catholics could perhaps join with those in a very practical ecumenical way?
Well, we should always do, in terms of ecumenism, what we can do together. And praying together is something that we can do. And a lot of churches already do this. And indeed, back in March, when the Holy Father called for his 24 Hours of the Lord, a lot of Anglicans joined in with us with that initiative, where we had exposition in our churches. And when there was a renewal of people going to the sacrament of confession. So, yes, I would hope that certainly at the local level, where this is best done, that communities of Catholics and Anglicans within their own parochial structures would join together to pray. Even if they're not praying together in one place, they could pray together in the sense of being all part of the Universal Church of Christ.
We've heard Pope Francis saying a number of times that the theologians really have to catch up with what's going on the ground. Would you say that this is quite a good example of what he's trying to get across?
I think so, because I've always felt that good ecumenism comes from what's known as good ecclesiology, which is a knowledge of the confidence of where we stand in what our Church teaches. But that doesn't mean that we can't, first of all, pray together, that we can't be friends together, and do that which is possible together. Before I was appointed to this job, I was a parish priest in Nottingham for 11 years, and I worked very closely with my ecumenical partners in that parish. And those things that we did together, we did confidently. There are always going to be difficulties because of the historical situation of the churches and the different denominations, but that doesn't mean that we can't work for the common good. And I think that the whole sense of beginning our work in prayer is something that's very, very important in terms of our ecumenical activity.